So the raga and dvesha, the attachment and aversion that is present in our mind, the yoga literature says become an observer so that you can go beyond it. So what are the bhakti practices for detaching ourselves from our raga and dvesha? Yes, in bhakti also we are told raga dvesha nuktaistu vishayan indriyaisharan atma vashyai vidhayatma prasadam adhiyachati. 2.64 Krishna talks about raga dvesha vimuktaistu, we have to become free from it. Indriyasya indriyasya arthe raga dvesha vyavasthitau tayor navashamagachet tauyasya paripanthinam. 3.34 again Krishna says that raga and dvesha is situated in the senses and the sense objects. There are some foods which we just love, we want it more and more. Some foods we can't even tolerate the sight. Dvesha is there. So this indriyasya indriyasya arthe vyavasthitau, it is stayed over there. But it is situated like that. But tayor navashamagachet, don't come under their control. Tauyasya paripandhinav, they are thieves. They will plunder our consciousness. So essentially, if we consider that if I am feeling angry at someone, if I am feeling attracted to someone, if I am feeling repelled by someone, so these are emotions that are coming in our mind. Quite often, we just identify with the emotions. And then we act on the emotion. Then we feel, why did I do that? I should not have done that. So when we become an observer, actually, it is not just the yoga literature. Bhagavad Gita is also a yoga text. And Bhagavad Gita also talks about this point of becoming an observer of our consciousness. I am doing a 3-part seminar on minded today evening, the last part. Then I am going to speak more about this phenomenon of becoming the observer of our consciousness. So Krishna says that prakasham cha pravrittim cha moham eva cha pandava na dveshti sam pravrittani nivrittani kaankshati udasina vadasinam gunayyona vichalyati gunavartantityeva yogatishthiti nevrati. In 14.22 and 23 says that when different emotions come into our consciousness, we become observer of them. And we understand these are simply coming because of the mood. So don't identify with them. Udasinavad. Udasinavad means stay as if detached. Yes, I am feeling anger now, but this anger is simply coming because of my condition, I will not act on it. So if we become an observer of our emotions, then some emotions we can check. Sometimes we are just passing by some road and we see some shop where some good food is there to eat. We get the desire and we may go and eat it. But if we are more alert, we'll say, hey, this desire is there. No, I don't want to do it. So if we can catch the desire before the desire catches us. If we can catch the desire, that means detect the desire has come before the desire catches us, then we can resist it. So this becoming an observer is good. However, the Bhagavad Gita, the same section, this is 14.22.23, but 3 verses later, when it talks about solution in 14.26, it says that don't just become an observer, it says become a server. Cultivate the mood of service to Krishna. Mam cha yogya bhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samati yaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Says that become unflinching in service to Krishna. And by that we can transcend the moods. So one way of transcending the influence of raga and dvesha is by observing. Okay, this is what I don't want, but it's coming to me. I'll neglect it. Another way, which is a more active way, is we focus on a higher cause. We focus on serving Krishna. And I am determined to serve Krishna no matter what happens. So, even if while doing something I feel bad, you know, so I just don't like to say, go out and talk with people in public. But if my service is to go and distribute books, then I'll put that dvesha aside and I'll go. Why? Because I want to please Krishna. I want to please Krishna's representatives. So becoming an observer requires more of an introvert, introspective, self-motivated nature. Whereas becoming a servant can also work for everyone because we have a higher cause. Yes, I don't feel like doing it, but I want to serve Krishna. I want to please Krishna. So that intention to serve Krishna, if that becomes strong, then whatever circumstantial emotion may come in, whether it is attachment or aversion, we will be able to push it aside by the force of our intention. So when we come in the association of devotees and we become attached to devotees. We want to serve devotees, we want to serve Krishna. Through the association of devotees, the greatest gift that we can get is a strengthened intention to serve Krishna. If you have got that strong intention to serve Krishna, then what will happen is, even if the raga or dvesha comes in the way, the momentum of that intention will push it aside. It's like, say, if we are going in a big truck and some donkey comes along in the middle of the road, then the truck is moving very fast. Even if the donkey is standing in between, seeing the truck coming so far, the donkey will move away. On the other hand, if we are going on a bicycle and if a big buffalo comes in the way, then if the truck hits the donkey will fall down. If the bicycle hits the buffalo, the bicycle will fall down. So if our intention is like the bicycle driver, it's weak, then when our raga or dvesha will come, that this is like a buffalo, we will fall. It will just go away. But if with the association of devotees, they cultivate a strong intention to serve Krishna, then that intention will become like a truck. And what is the obstacle will go away. So while cultivating the intention to serve Krishna, if we can use the mode of being an observer, that is also good. But we don't focus simply on being an observer. We focus on being a contributor, on being a servant of Krishna. And we focus on, this is my service to Krishna, whether I like it or I don't like it, I will stay committed to it. And that's how we can go beyond the minds, raga and dvesha. Okay? Thank you. Any of the Matajis have any questions? One question, then with mic you can, we have only one mic. Okay. You can ask till then, I'll repeat.
We haven't heard of listening to our mind. So now, the story which you said of the US boy, that I am not mind. So can you please throw light on that, how we cultivate that habit, one. Second is the inner transformation. Now what we do is we do it for few days, maybe 2 months, 6 months, 10 months. But then somewhere down the line we may feel lost. So how do we stay connected over?